This is 2018 with Richard Kingsmill, Triple J. Still waiting,
beautiful track. You'll hear it in full in just a moment on 2018. It's the brand new single for the Brisbane artist, Joy. We've been playing her music for a few years, but we've never sat down with her to find out more of a story, and it's a good one too. Olivia McCarthy is her real name. Joy is actually her middle name. That's where she gets her musical name from. She lives in Sydney now. She's 20 years of age, but when I spoke to her this week, I found out that back in 2014, she was still at high school when she uploaded her first song to Unearthed.
Yeah, I was still in school when I released my first song. It was actually for a business assignment. So I went to a music school called Music Industry College in Brisbane, and all of our subjects were kind of based around like real-life music projects. So Joy kind of came about as part of a music business assignment at school, and they really wanted us to like upload all of our stuff to Triple J Unearthed, so it was actually crazy.
Yeah, won't argue with that.
Yeah,
what was it like going to a school like that?
I rave about this school all the time. I think it's amazing. I think like education is so important for kids, but it's like really interesting to see how if education is based around your interests and stuff, how much better you do at school. We still did the same subjects as every other school and the same curriculum and etc., but the studies have shown that like we all succeeded more than we would have in a regular school environment. So it's kind of like a Steiner school.
Because they're actually satisfying some of the stuff that you really wanted to learn about as well.
Yeah, and it was like real life. Like at school, a lot of the problems or a lot of situations, you feel like you can't apply them in real life. But this school was all about like, if you want to be an artist, like this is how you can set up your business and this is how you can do this and blah, blah, blah. This is how you budget for a tour. Like it was really awesome.
When did you know that you wanted to be a musician and an artist?
When I uploaded the song to Unearthed, I think, because at that stage I was going to go to uni and study medicine. So it was a bit of a random life change, but...
Hang on, but you're at the music school, but you wanted to do medicine.
Yeah, so you still get the same grades and stuff like that. I kind of had music, but my parents were like, what do you mean? Music isn't...
Yeah, medicine, music...
Yeah, like they were supportive, but my older brother's like super successful and like was really smart and stuff. So I was like, it'd be good to have medicine as like a backup. In my heart, I knew I wanted to do music, but I didn't know how or like what the heck I was going to do. Like, I don't know how to set up a random career. So I uploaded the song to Triple J Unearthed and it kind of like took off. So I was like, yes, I can actually prove this to my parents. Like it will be a real career. And I'm trying to
This one did really well for you a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You're a producer as well as a singer and a writer.
Yes.
You always wanted to do it all yourself?
Yeah, I think it's a weird competitive thing that I've always had with my siblings. Like, I have two brothers and we've always been really competitive. So I kind of have always grown up, like, wanting to do everything myself and, like, show them that I'm just as good. It was, like, a really healthy upbringing, I think, because now I'm, like, super driven to do everything myself. And I think it's more, like, the feeling... You're super satisfied if you know that you can do it by yourself and you don't need other people's assistance. And I think also, like, there's just not a lot of females that do production stuff. So it's always, like, the response that I've had from it has been really great. And it just makes you feel cool that you can do something that, like, all these other guys are doing.
Well, there's more and more on the scene. I mean, we had George Maple on the program towards the end of last year. She's just one. But there's a lot of other female artists on the scene. It must be inspiring to kind of see how different it is than it was maybe 5 years ago.
Yeah, like 5 years ago, I couldn't tell you who was producing. So it's really awesome. And there's heaps of, like, young girls as well that are coming up as producers. And it's, like, super awesome to see because some of them aren't even artists as well. They just want to produce for artists. So that's really dope.
You actually got to work with What's So Not and Gans on this track. I just want to play a little bit of this because this was one of the guest features that you are on too. How'd you feel about that one? It's a different vibe to your own stuff.
It's a different vibe, but I like stuff that is different to my music. Like, it was cool to work with people who kind of, like, make the complete opposite type of stuff. Because I listen to a lot of hip-hop and I also like trap and stuff, so it's just cool to be able to, like, feature on something that I wouldn't normally feature on.
So I just want to ask about influences, because you've mentioned hip-hop a few times, but on your Unearthed profile page, when you listed your initial influences, you had Banks and London Grammar, and you had people like Bowie and Fleetwood Mac. Did you grow up with a lot of music in the household?
Yeah, my parents aren't musicians, but I don't think there was ever a time where there wasn't music playing in the house. They had, like, a lot of vinyl and they're just music lovers, so there was always music playing. They were really into, like, the Eagles, Fleetwood Mac, Enya. Apparently I was born to Enya, which is random. Makes sense.
No, there was a lot of people playing Orinoco Flow.
Yeah, so we just kind of always had music playing, and Mum was a big fan of Missy Higgins as well, which is cool. She was, like, a big influence when I was growing up, like, playing piano and singing.
And you started on the piano?
Yeah, I started on piano. I started playing, I was 2 or 3, and we had to find a teacher that would play. That would teach me because my hands were too small for the keys. But we found a teacher that lived actually down the road, and she specialized in teaching, like, young children. So I did, like, a little bit of classical stuff. And then I think I started learning guitar when I was, like, 13 or 14. And then that kind of changed my piano direction from, like, classical to more ballads and, like, random kind
contemporary
of,
type
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, improvising and all that stuff.
We're going to play Smoke Too Much, which we have been playing a lot of on Triple J, and we'll also talk about your connection with hip-hop, because you've been collaborating with a fair few well-known hip-hop faces on the scene here in Australia. We've got Olivia McCarthy with us on Triple J. She is known to the world as Joy. This is the track that we've been playing the last few months. Such a beautiful track. I haven't got sick of that track yet, and we've been playing it a lot. Do you actually smoke?
No. No, it was more of a metaphor. I was working with Jarrah from Panama, and we were kind of talking about, like, how he comes up with lyrics, and I was like, I don't know what I want to write about. Like, all I've been doing is sitting in a studio for the past 2 years, so I've, like, run out of ideas. And he's like, why don't you write a journal? Like, go sit in the little alley and, like, write a journal on your laptop and, like, see what you come up with. Just follow your exact train of thought. So I was just kind of, like, sitting in this alleyway, like, with my laptop writing. And usually when you're thinking and when you're speaking, you have, like, a filter on what you actually say compared to what you're thinking. But this was interesting because I was writing everything that I thought of. So I guess it kind of, like, turned into this weird thing. I was just writing random sentences, and then I was like, maybe I smoked too much because I thought it was a cool word. And then we went into the studio and I was singing a couple melodies, and he's like, pick some words and, like, some sentences and phrases from your little journal thing. So, like, I just kind of sang it and it worked, and then we're like, wait, what? This is awesome. So then that's kind of how it came about.
So what about your connection with the hip-hop world? Because people like Anfa Rose and Manu Crooks and also Miracle, they've kind of collaborated with you, but I don't know on what sort of stuff.
Yes, well, we started a collective together and it's called The Formula. This is a recent thing. It includes me, Manu Crooks, Anfa Rose, Blessed and Dopamine, the producer. So we kind of all started working on each other's stuff. Like, we've been friends for a while, so, like, a couple years ago we started working together, and I guess at that point I was like on a weird hiatus and I was learning a lot from Dopamine, like as a producer and as an engineer and kind of just watching in sessions. And I knew Amphor and I knew Manu and all that stuff, but we didn't really like have proper sessions together. So I guess I kind of started by like, I was helping with like chord progressions and stuff. And then eventually it turned into like helping produce for Amphor and for Manu. And then when I did this EP that is coming out soon, we had Amphor and Manu and Mira all on board as producers and as writers and stuff like that. And I just think it was really cool because technically they're a group of hip hop artists, but we've just made this like pop project. And the way that we work is like we all have some sort of role in each other's projects. So we all collaborate on each other's stuff when it's released.
What's it called again?
The Formula.
The Formula. So yeah. Is this going to be an ongoing thing or is this just a moment in time?
No, this is definitely going to be a lifetime thing. It's a gang.
Wow.
it's not a gang. yeah, it's like, I don't know how we came together, but it's like...
It's working.
It's the weirdest group of people, but we're all very similar but very opposite. Mm. But it just works. And I think it's like... It's just cool because we're all a bunch of kids that can make pop records and then we can also make like hip hop records or club records or like we just work well together. And the Formula, the name kind of came from the fact that like we all have different roles in the collective, but it all works out to like the same like cool project.
It's going to be interesting to see what that gang of talent produces on the Australian music scene. That's Joy having a chat to me this week, finding out a little bit more about her direction and her past. And this is her brand new single.
The Week of New Music 2018 with Richard Kingsmill, Triple J.